The next morning, the Hispaniola and her crew were ready to depart. Jim was everywhere, listening and watching what each man did. He watched in fascination as Long John Silver maneuvered smoothly on the rolling deck with his one leg and his crutch, and sometimes with the additional aid of some ropes he had secured across the ship's deck. One of the crew, Israel Hands, told Jim,
"Wish you could have seen Long John in the old days, Jim, when he didn't need no crutch. He's brave as a lion. Educated, too, with real books."
John Silver seemed to take a special liking to Jim, too. One day in the ship's galley, or kitchen, Jim asked him about the parrot.
"Cap'n Flint, I call her, after that old-time pirate. She's been on board many a ship, Jim, and she's picked up some rough language along the way."
And the bird screamed,
"Prepare to board! Sinker, men, sinker!"
Silver smiled.
"Now, Jim, you just reach into that barrel of apples over there and pick yourself out a good one. Fresh fruit is good for a lad."
And it was that apple barrel that was destined to save Jim's life and the lives of his friends. One day, when Jim had finished his duties and started towards his hammock to sleep, he decided he wanted an apple. By now, the barrel was almost empty, so Jim clambered inside to get one of the last fruits from the bottom. Suddenly, a light shone in the galley, and he heard voices. Jim was about to call out, but after hearing a few words, he sat in silent terror.